When investing in a down market, one basic rule to keep in mind is to stay the course. Don't invest beyond your limitations. If you're looking for sound financial guidance, come in and talk to one of our Nat City representatives.
This World News Roundup. It was a night of song and prayer in San Francisco. Hundreds turned out at a multi-faith service on the eve of a court ruling critical to the fate of same-sex marriage. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is covering.
What do we want?
It is an emotional issue. Today, the California State Supreme Court will decide the legality of Proposition 8, the ballot initiative approved by voters last November, which bans gay and lesbian marriage. Those directly affected by today's decision are nervous.
I have been married to this lovely woman 3 times, and I'll do it again if I have to.
Last March, the justices heard oral arguments. Those opposed to same-sex marriage said Prop 8 should be upheld.
Rights are ultimately defined by the people.
If the justices do uphold the ban on same-sex marriage, they will have a second issue to decide: what to do with the 18,000 gay and lesbian marriages that took place before Proposition 8 was approved. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Francisco.
North Korea has reportedly carried out additional missile tests a day after earning international condemnation for similar test firings and the underground detonation of a nuclear device. CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson in Beijing says it appears to be part of a familiar pattern by the North.
There's a real sense that North Korea reacts to criticism by ratcheting up the tension. That seems to be what today's missile firing is all about, a sense that after all the criticism, the North's attitude is, okay, we'll show you, we'll do even more. It's a tried-and-true negotiating tool for the North that, frankly, doesn't really work very well.
President Obama's denounced North Korea's actions. The U.N. Security Council has joined in the condemnation and is mulling over new sanctions. U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice tells the CBS Early Show Pyongyang will be called to account.
The pressure will increase on North Korea economically and otherwise, and North Korea will recognize that its actions have only left it further isolated and further debilitated.
Well, the U.S. military says a roadside bomb in western Iraq has killed 3 Americans. A suicide bomber has struck in eastern Afghanistan, killing 3 NATO troops and an Afghan civilian. Officials say the attacker rammed into a military vehicle. The nationalities of the victims haven't been released. The recession has forced some communities to curtail summertime activities. That's led citizens to roll up their sleeves and step in. Live to CBS's Steve Knight for the story.
In Alexandria, Indiana, when city budget cuts forced the closure of 3 swimming pools...
It just couldn't happen. I mean, we weren't going to let it happen.
Vanessa Hoser cranked up a $43,000 fundraising campaign. They've raised $38,000 so far. Hoser says the pools will open June 6th. Fundraising campaigns for community swimming pools are underway in several other cities around the country. And there will be fireworks in Great Falls, Montana on July 4th because a car dealer chipped in $15,000. Nick?
After nearly a week on the lam, a Minnesota woman and her teenage son who's suffering from cancer have returned home. Colleen Hauser fled with her son Daniel rather than have him undergo more chemotherapy for his Hodgkin's disease because it violates the family's religious beliefs. Well, now that they're back, Brown County Sheriff Rich Hoffman says charges have been dropped.
The court informed of Daniel and Colleen's voluntary return, and because of the county's and the court's intention of reuniting the family, the warrant was quashed.
An attorney for Daniel's parents now says if a judge again orders a resumption of the chemo, they will abide by the ruling. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Chauncey Billups post-victory.
You know, we're putting every single thing we have into trying to get wins.
An outstanding bench, great rebounding, and a fired-up crowd helped the Nuggets beat the Lakers in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals 120-101. They return to L.A. for Game 5 tomorrow night. An afternoon of skeet shooting turns tragic.
Brent's doing okay, and I'm pretty freaked out.
Robert Murad with talking with 9 News, a group target shooting in Weld County when lightning strikes the shotgun barrel of 32-year-old John Renouk. He remains in critical condition at North Colorado Medical Center in Greeley. Vice President Joe Biden returns to Denver today, hosting a town hall meeting at the Museum of Nature and Science focusing on the middle class and environmental jobs. And Colorado Senator Mark Udall, visiting Afghanistan, says more manpower is needed there. Udall's meeting with leaders and American commanders. He says the U.S. is on the right track with new military and civil tactics. Sports, Rockies lose to the Dodgers 16-6. They will try to avenge tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where crews are cleaning up a couple early morning accidents, both of them on the westbound side of I-70. One of them occurred just after Wadsworth. The other was in the foothills. It was a car versus deer accident that occurred right around Lookout Mountain. Now in the foothills, showers are coming down a little bit heavier around the metro, where you will find some wet and shiny roads this morning, but no standing water on the pavement. Southbound I-25 loading up, starting right around Thornton Parkway, taking you towards 84th. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stretch your dollar with Sonic's new Everyday Value menu and get a variety of great food like...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only...
Entertaining. Technically, Michael Caine has retired. In reality, the 75-year-old actor admits that he finds it hard to turn down a script, a statement supported by recent roles in movies such as Dark Knight, Children of Men, The Prestige, and the new movie Is Anybody There?, now showing nationwide, in which Caine gives what many believe is one of his best performances yet. Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
A weekend, and so the first day after Memorial Day weekend is usually I think of as the first day of summer. Of course, it's 50 degrees out and raining and disgusting. And when is this rain going to stop? I mean, really, when is it going to stop? We've got to be over precipitation now. It has been raining.
I'm loving it.
Why do you move to Seattle, dude?
Well, no, this is what Colorado's supposed to be like in May.
Rainy? All the
time?
Well,
not during the morning, but yeah, usually every afternoon.
Well,
this is good weather. I'm loving this weather.
I hate this. I hate it. But it's getting back to what I like later in the week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sunny. Saturday, I'll be traveling again. Worst. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Never long enough.
What'd you do?
What did I do? Friday night, I didn't do a whole lot, just kind of hung out at home. And then Saturday, I went to, played a little golf in the afternoon. And then, I went to a crawfish boil on Saturday.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was fun. And then Sunday, I had some friends come in from out of town. I got a big wedding this weekend. Huge, huge wedding.
Yeah, I was at a wedding. Oh, you got a wedding coming up.
Yeah, some friends are in town, some friends of mine from Louisiana, but they're getting married here, and so a bunch of friends are in town, had a huge barbecue yesterday, so it was pretty crazy.
I was in upstate New York, actually western Massachusetts, at a wedding. It was nice, although I think I went through, just to get there, 9 modes of transportation.
Really?
It was so bad. I mean, I am so sick of traveling in this country is such a pain in the ass. I mean, you get a ride to the airport or you drive to the airport, then you take a bus from the airport to the from the parking lot of the airport to the airport. Then you take a train at the airport to your gate. Then you take a plane. Then you take a subway where we were, a subway or a car into the city. Then you take a rental car, but we couldn't take a rental car up to upstate New York. We had to take another a commuter train to another rental car place because the rental cars were out in the city. Then it's like ridiculous. Basically, I did about 48 hours of total travel for like a 4-hour wedding.
See, that's why East Coast has never really appealed to me.
It's terrible. It is terrible. It is a terrible place.
The furthest east I've ever been, I think, is Atlanta, Georgia. I don't ever plan on I don't care if I ever go to New York City.
Don't do it. Do not do it. It's one of the worst places really? On earth. It really is.
The East Coast, just in general?
The Northeast is one of the worst places on earth in many ways. Not in all ways, but it is really one of the most stressed out, worst places on earth.
Yeah, I have no desire. I'm a Western boy, so
I'm actually thinking about putting a travel ban on myself. I don't go east to the Mississippi.
You seem a little worn out.
I traveled 48 hours in cars through traffic, New York City. It was terrible.
You kind of rolled in here like Eeyore this morning.
Yeah, I am. I feel like it. And now I got you get home late on a Sunday night or a Monday night, and you got all this crap to do. Like I got to get my shots for China. I got to deal with a doctor's bill thing. I got to get my malaria pills. I lost a couple shirts, so I got to call my mom about that. I got to write a column.
I lost a couple shirts.
I got to get a haircut. I got to get reimbursed from my insurance company for my shots. I've got to stop my mail for my China trip. Just a bunch of crap I don't want to do. All right, I'm whining.
No, it's okay, man. You're a busy guy. The world's smartest and busiest man. Man, I left my camera out in the rain yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, $400 digital camera.
It's dead, isn't it?
Well, it won't zoom in or out.
Yeah, it's dead.
Is it dead?
You're done.
Do you think the warranty will cover it?
It might. It might. What brand?
It's the Lumix. Is that Minolta?
Yeah, if it's a big brand, they might cover it.
Yeah, I hope they do.
They might cover it. Well, did you buy it at a big store?
Yeah, I think Stacy got it.
Yeah, bring it back to the store.
Oh, man,
bring it
bummed.
Back to the store. Blame
Stacy.
Blame
isn't happy with me. I was barbecuing, and I was finished barbecuing. I had it out there by me, taking pictures of the kids and stuff out there playing. And then finished barbecuing, brought it all inside, started raining, and I was eating and forgot about the camera outside.
Yeah, you're
lame.
Bring it back to the big store. They're desperate to hold customers down.
So that's my only complaint this morning.
By the way,
list is short compared to yours.
That is my tip for everybody, my little consumer tip. Fight with big box companies right now. Fight with all companies right now on stuff like this. They're desperate to hold customers. So
I'll tell them I'll go somewhere else and get a different camera.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right, let's do a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, in Colorado news, Michael Bennett, Senator Michael Bennett, his record U.S. Senate fundraising pace is built on, according to the Denver Post, out-of-state donations, Colorado donors concentrated in Denver, and well-heeled associates from his past endeavors in politics and business. It's a tried-and-true formula for neophyte politicians, especially those in swing states, defending Senate seats where the price of victory may be more than $10 million. Less than half of the $1.1 million he raised from individual contributors actually came from Colorado. He received more than $100,000 from donors in New York, Washington, D.C., and California each. That's not surprising. Bennett's barely lived here 10 years, so it's not surprising that most of his money comes from out of state. Mark Udall, just back from Afghanistan. Denver Post reports that Colorado Senator Udall went to Afghanistan over the weekend.